Getting set for a start here in heat number 4 of the Junior J-Max class, and we should be seeing some great racing here because both these drivers have found their pace today. It's Nicholson Hill start from the pole, Corey Donnelly out of position number 2. And as they head up around the top of the circuit, they're in good formation, expecting a start this time by. As they head down the pit lane, Donnelly on the outside, Nicholson on the inside. Good formation, racing, even start. Nicholson just having the advantage on the inside and will lead them into turn number 1. Alex Nicholson now working through the S's and opens up about a 3-cart length advantage here as he heads up over the rise for the first time. The previous heats, well, it was Donnelly who took the victory after the race was stopped after 6 laps when Nicholson ran into trouble. Heat number 2, it was Nicholson by 0.2 of a second. And then in heat number 3, Nicholson drove away from Donnelly to win by 3.4 seconds. So here in the final for Alex Nicholson, he gets out to a 0.6 of a second lead in the first lap in his MEPG proprietary limited kart ahead of Donnelly in the Above and Beyond Wardrobes entry, who heads around the top of the circuit now. This is the 6th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by Yass Firewood Supplies. We'd like to thank Terry Scorgi and the team at Yass Firewood Supplies for their fantastic support of karting in the nation's capital. Of course, the next round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship takes place at Grenfell on the 30th of June and 1st of July. And that is one of the great meetings of the New South Wales country calendar, with the Grenfell Festival of the Kids and also the Bob Hine Memorial. So we hope you can join us for that one. It is going to be a great weekend. Then in August, we have some more great racing. The August Open Sprint will be a final-only race meeting on the 19th of August. On the 16th of September, we'll have the September Open Sprint. And then on the 21st of October, the Open Sprint for October, followed by the 28th and 29th when the Canberra Pro Tour round hits town, followed by the 17th and 18th of November when the Canberra Cup will close the season, the 11th round of the championship. So we hope you can be part of some more of the great racing action here at the Canberra Kartway. Alex Nicholson and Corey Donnelly are out there in Junior Max, and at half race distance, Alex Nicholson now has got over a 1.5 second lead. He comes across the timing beam and it is out to 1.4 seconds. Nicholson's fastest lap, a 33.013, to Donnelly, a 33.073. So as they work their way around the top of the circuit once again, Nicholson looks like he has got the pace he needs, but we have seen all too often in the last 3 laps of the race, things can change quite drastically. So as Nicholson across the line, a 32.9 for Nicholson, a 33.1 for Donnelly. So he's consolidating his position, opening up a 0.2 of a second further advantage at the front of the field. So the MEPG Proprietary Limited cart of Alex Nicholson leading the way from Corey Donnelly, who is sitting back there in second place. 7 laps in the books now, and Nicholson is looking very comfortable. Track condition is cooling off, which will be interesting to see how the drivers handle this change in temperature, and which of course comes with a change of performance in their carts. So Nicholson now out to a 1.6 second advantage. Both drivers 32.9s on that last lap. Nicholson completes lap number 8. Donnelly through, lost 0.1 seconds as Donnelly's off the circuit. So can he get it back on? He looks like he's going to do that now. White flag is out. Corey Donnelly gets it back onto the track. So any hope he had of closing that gap and challenging Nicholson for the victory is now gone. Fortunately, he's kept it out there running, and he will get to finish off this race. So Donnelly will be half a lap behind as Nicholson takes the white flag. Nicholson just cruising around now. He would see Donnelly coming down the hill and realise that there's no point rushing. He has got the victory and the round win this afternoon. So Alex Nicholson heads down to the checkered flag to take the victory in heat number one of the... in heat number four of the J-Max, and takes a solid round victory as well. Congratulations to Alex Nicholson. This is the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by Yass Firewood Supplies, as Corey Donnelly comes across the line to finish off his race.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, a proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fitchwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian-Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian-Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances, or any special occasion. Mall is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons, or any other function. The Austrian-Australian Club is located at Hurd Street.
Getting set for a start now in heat number four of the rookies. Sean Shibateri will start from the pole. The 98 is Alex Morse. The 99, Ryan Johnson. Taylor Chancellor in the 21. And William Granger, the P-plater, starts at the rear of the field. Racing underway, and Shibateri takes off. Oh, good move by Alex Morse, who dives up the inside of him to take the lead. But now Shibateri gets the lead back as they cross over, coming off the S's. Alex Morse trying his second carburetor of the day. And, oh, unfortunately, William Granger very slow at the moment. Not sure what's wrong with his cart, but he's gathering it up from a spin, I'm led to believe, down in turn number one. So as Sean Shibateri completes lap number one as your race leader, Alex Morse just had carburetor troubles and was lucky to be able to finish in third place at the end of heat number three, but seems to have those problems sorted out now and looks like he's back up to speed once again. Shibateri leads Morse, Johnson, Chancellor and Granger as they work their way around the top of the circuit and head down to complete lap number two. So Shibateri, who's had some very strong runs in that kart 55, leading the way, a 37.995, so he's been right on the pace throughout this race meeting from the very first lap. Morse a 38.545, with Johnson 38.703, and Taylor Chancellor a 40.286, and Granger a 41.620. So Shibutari pulls away at the front of the field. It'll be an interesting battle now developing between Alex Morse and the 98 card, and Ryan Johnson in that 99 card. They head into turn number one, and Morse has a half a second gap, which equates to about three card lengths, the difference between those two drivers as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight. As the sun shines over the circuit now, it is still Shibutari well out in front of the field, out by almost 2 seconds now, ahead of Alec Morse. Morse is getting set for a busy period coming up with the New South Wales state titles, then off to Darwin for the Australian Championships, and then back to New South Wales for the closed titles. So he's got a busy calendar ahead. Johnson back there in third, just falling back a little ways on Morse in that 99 cart. Can't quite match his pace. Chancellor and Granger rounding out the field. As we approach half race distance now, Sean Shibutari leads the way. He's over 2.5 seconds ahead of Alex Morse, who runs in second position. Third place still Johnson, who's now 0.8 of a second back. But Shibutari, his lap times, 37.62 is best. He did that on lap 4. On lap 5, it was a 37.703. And that's one thing we've seen from Shibutari throughout today, is his ability to have consistent laps every single time, because he has been driving beautifully today with a lot of confidence, and it just keeps on getting better for him. As 6 laps in the book, and another, a 37.661, his best, a 37.622, as I mentioned. So Shibutari, Morse and Johnson, then it's back to Chancellor and Granger. Now Granger is possibly going to go a lap down. It'll only be the second time today he will have gone a lap down. He's driven extremely well, the youngster, in the P11 cart, and it has been good to see him just getting some confidence out here, getting the laps in, which is the most important part. And whilst he might have had a spin or two across the way, as he gets very sideways now going into the S's, he's been able to see the checkered flag on every occasion, and that is critical when you're trying to learn the ropes and get yourself up to speed. So Shibutari will have 2 laps left to run. He's coming up on the back marker of William Granger, so the blue flag's going out now, and it will tell Granger that Sean Shibutari, your race leader, is heading towards his back bumper. Granger keeps out the way. Oh, he drives Shibutari. I thought he was getting out of the way, and I'm sure Shibutari thought so as well. But then he came across the track wide and put Shibutari's tyres into the dirt. So, moment there for the race leader, Sean Shibutari. Alex Morse now just going up the outside, and now Granger, of course, aware that he's about to be lapped, and does a good job of keeping out of Morse's way. White flag at the ready, and Sean Shibutari is heading down towards the start-finish line. Shibutari, last lap of 38.4, but that's to be expected with the shenanigans he had getting past the back marker. Johnson now finally passed Granger, so he lost about 2 seconds on that lap. And that will mean that any hope he had of catching Alec Morse for second place is now gone. Checkered flag at the ready, and Sean Shibutari has had a great day here and takes the victory and the round here in race number 4 of the rookies, brought to you by Yass Firewood Supplies. Alex Morse, well, he's done well here to come home in second position. That change of carburetors worked a trick. Ryan Johnson comes home in third, and Taylor Chancellor will be the final cart on the leader's lap, with William Granger in the P11 cart, one lap down. So great driving there by the rookies. Sportsman Heavy will be out on the circuit next here at the Canberra Kart Racing Club, sixth round of the 2012 Championship, brought to you by Yass Firewood Supplies.
Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 299 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Blow on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you, with multi-surface cleaners, bio metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here in Sportsman Heavy. Had a few shenanigans there, getting them all started on that first lap. They've ended up spinning each other out. But Greg Williams will start from the pole. Adam McCoy in the 94 starts out at position number 2. The 6, John McCabe, starts out at position number 3 with a 51 of Andrew Hemphill, starting out at position number 4. 27 of Rodney Franks starts out at position number 5 with a 71 of Paul Peters, starting out of position number 6. So in good formation now, getting set for a start. Williams and McCoy. McCoy certainly had the pace this weekend, but he has had his share of difficulties as well. When they're in this formation in heat number 1, McCoy ended up off the circuit. This time McCoy gets a good clean start and heads into turn number 1. No, he's sideways off the circuit again. So an almost exact carbon copy of heat number 1 sees McCoy now down in almost half a lap behind. Well, he's back on the track now, but it looks like there is a real mechanical problem. He's pulled off the circuit. So, Adam McCoy, a frustrating day coming to an end. He's about to fire it up. He's got it going. And now he is every bit as far as he was in heat number 1, back behind Greg Williams, the leader, who completes lap number 1. John McCabe sits in second. Rodney Franks, who spun out in the warm-up lap, is up into third. Andrew Hemphill's back there in fourth, with Paul Peters in fifth. And Adam McCoy, still to complete lap number 1, heads into the pit turn now. He'll be extremely frustrated, as he is over 21.9 seconds behind the leader on a 31 to 32 second lap. That is a huge hole that he's dug for himself. After having a clear lead into turn number 1, just was off the racing line. Maybe this wind that's picked up has also affected his turn into turn number 1, because it is blowing straight across turn number 1 as well. So that could have had some effect on what happened down there, but he's certainly very gingerly into turn 1 this time, as the battle at the front of the field is a beaut, because Greg Williams and John McCabe, Williams in the 15 and McCabe in the 6, are nose to tail currently. They work through the S's and up over the rise. Back there for the battle for third, Hemp Hill having a good run now on the back of Rodney Franks. Hemp Hill in the 51, trying to make a move up the inside of Franks in the 27, but he can't pull it off. Race leader, last lap was a 33.6. He's got plenty of pressure behind him from John McCabe as they come across the start-finish line. It's a 33.14. His fastest lap of the race, Greg Williams. John McCabe also setting his fastest lap, a 33.162. Now, Adam McCoy, who, as I said, is 20-something seconds behind the leaders, he's already lapping in the 32.8. He's now at a 32.5 as he comes across the line with with 9 laps to go. So, it's Williams, McKay, Franks, Hemphill. Hemphill has spun off the circuit, so he's dropped back behind Paul Peters now. So Hemphill has had his share of dramas today, including an off on lap number 1 of heat race number 2, which saw him spin off in a very weird position. It was as he came over the rise, all of a sudden he got into the tyres in the centre of the track. So at half race distance, Greg Williams is your race leader. He leads by just 0.3 of a second over John McCabe. His last lap, a 33.118. His best, a 33.113. McCabe, a 33.088. So, in fact, McCabe faster than Williams at the moment. And then it's back to Franks with a 33.7. Peters with a 33.9. Hemphill, a 34.4. And McCoy, fastest man on the circuit, 32.494, the fastest lap of the race. So Williams holding on to this lead. McCabe still faster than him, but it's only 1/10 of a second the difference between first and second in lap speed. It's 0.2 of a second between first and second on the racetrack, but McCabe closes up the gap around the top of the circuit, and McCabe is pushing hard, trying to get a mistake out of Williams with 4 laps left to run now. Williams leading the way. McCabe in second. Then it's back to Franks, who's running all by himself now. Paul Peters, Hemphill, not in contact. And Adam McCoy, he's trying to dig himself out of a very large hole he put himself in on lap number 1. In fact, in turn number 1. So with 3 laps left to run, still a good battle at the front of the field, and in fact McCabe is really starting to put the pressure on Williams now, as Williams sits there in the race lead, but is consistently a 1/10 of a second slower than the speed of the 6 card of John McCabe. So the 15 of Williams leads the way as they head up the back straight. But here comes McCabe looking to the inside. Can he make the pass? He's in the gap now, and Williams fights him off on the outside. Some great racing there by Greg Williams. 2 laps remaining this time by, as Williams and McCabe head across the start finish line, nose to tail. This time Williams, for the first time in a number of laps, was faster than McCabe. But McCabe did try to make that pass at the top of the circuit. White flag at the ready as the leaders head to the top turns once again. Around the top turns now, leader is still Greg Williams. McCabe still fighting on hard. Can he make a lunge here as they're about to start the final lap of the race? Williams leads the way, McCabe in second. Then it's back to Franks. Peters is the next car through. Now he's got some pressure being applied to him by Andrew Hemphill. So we've got a good battle back there for fourth position as Adam McCoy is trying to close him once again. McCabe gets up the inside. No, can't make the pass. And Williams is holding on. He protects the inside line down into the pit turn. Through the pit turn, the 15 of Greg Williams takes the victory. John McCabe comes home in second. Franks will come home in third. Here's this battle. Hemphill makes the pass on Franks as McCoy catches up to Franks as well. Peters. And McCoy tries to lunge at the line on Peters, but he can't get there. So it's Williams, McCabe, Franks, Hemphill, Peters and McCoy, the race order, as Sportsman Heavy, heat number 4, is in the book. Junior National Heavy is up next. This is the 6th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by Yass Firewood Supplies.
Yass Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Zane Moore starts from the pole in the four kart. No start this time by Jamie Lee Scorgi, right into the back of Zane Moore, going down the start finish straight there. Don't think he liked that. Moore in the junior national heavies class is doing a very good job. Jacob Fripp starts on the outside of the front row in the 75 kart. Jamie Lee Scorgi in the 18 starts out of position number 3. The 27 of Brody Duncan Lund starts out of 4. The 94 of Chris Cooper starts out of position number 5. Position number 6 is the 61 of Corey Donnelly. The 96 of Macaulay Allen starts out of position number 7. The position number 8 is the 91 of Jack McCoy. The 9 is the 47 of Jacob Armstrong. And the 10 is the 42 of Jamie Luff. Getting set for a start this time by Morse. And Fripp. Fripp gets the jump. And Fripp leads the way down into turn number 1. Morse fights back on the inside. Scorgi gets through Duncan Lund as well. Then nose to tail, single file through the S's for the first time. As they come up over the rise, it's Fripp leading from Morse. Then it's back to Scorgi as Morse looks to the inside and makes the pass on Fripp. So Morse, who's won 2 out of the 3 heat races, now finds Scorgi following him through into second place as Fripp is shuffled back down to third. They work their way across the start finish line to complete lap number 1. And it is a good start and a good run by Zane Morse, leading the way. Morse out in front from Scorgi. Scorgi sits back there in second place. Scorgi now just trying to set her pace for the rest of the race. Fripp in third, putting the pressure on Scorgi as Morse is starting to kick away at the front of the field. Then it's back to Corey Donnelly in the 61, closing in on Fripp. Further back, Duncan Lund. Then it's Jack McCoy. A gap back to Jamie Luff. Then it's Chris Cooper. Behind Chris Cooper, Macaulay Allam and Jacob Armstrong rounds out the running order. So they're on lap number 3 as they head up around the top of the circuit. As I said, Morse has won 2 out of the 3 heats so far. He leads heat 4 with Jamie Lee Scorgie sitting back there in second position. Fripp holds off Donnelly as they come across the line to complete lap number three. Fripp's got the pace and sets up the pass going into turn number one, but he opens the door and Scorgie makes the move back up into second. So a good, strong move there by Jamie Lee Scorgie. Just gets Fripp offline, and Fripp lost a lot of time going into the S's that time, so Corey Donnelly now has an opportunity to pounce. Six laps to go next time by Zane Morse, out to a 1.3 second advantage, running at about 37.6 second laps. Scorgie running at 38.2, but that included that pass to get back to second position. Fripp running 38.8. Donnelly, who's into the back bumper of Fripp now, 38.7. So Donnelly looking to try and make a move as they head up the back straight, but didn't have the momentum to pull out. So he'll stay in the wheel tracks, just trying to get the aerodynamic advantage. Fripp looking at the carburetor to try and improve the performance of the kart. Half race distance now completed. And Junior National Heavy, Zane Morse leading the way from Jamie Lee Scorgie. Back there in third position is still young Jacob Fripp, with Corey Donnelly making a run, getting Fripp sideways as they come up over the rise that time. Duncan Lunn, McCoy, Cooper, Allen, Luff and Armstrong is the running order here, with four laps left to go next time by the stripe. Zane Morse having a great run. Zane, like his brother Alex, just getting set for the Nationals up in Darwin. Of course, state titles, both the open and the closed state championships, also up and coming. So they have a busy schedule ahead, and this is quite a confidence booster for Zane Morse, who, of course, is running a lot of borrowed gear this weekend. All the good equipment is off getting worked on and freshened up for those big meetings ahead. So some good results with not their best equipment will be an encouraging sign. For Scorgie, she's across the line in second position, a 37.5 second lap. That's 37.5 even. Fripp has a spin. So Donnelly and Fripp, who have been banging and belting one on each other, have finally made contact, and Fripp has spun around, and that's sent him down to almost 8th or 9th. In fact, it's 8th position. So Donnelly now under siege. He gets passed by Brody Duncanlund. Duncanlund and Donnelly, they're banging wheels as they come off the top turn. Donnelly will hang on to that spot. So Donnelly hangs on to third as Duncanlund back in fourth. And Jack McCoy starting to get up into the battle now. Laps counting down. One lap left for your leader as they head around the top of the circuit now. The battle is for third position as Donnelly, Duncanlund and McCoy are nose to tail. White flag out for your leader. Zane Morse comes across the stripe, leading by over 2.5 seconds from Jamie Lee Scorgie. Now it's Corey Donnelly in third, Duncanlund in fourth, McCoy in fifth. What can they do to battle this one out? Back there behind McCoy, Cooper, Allen, Fripp and Luff with Armstrong rounding out the field. Donnelly looks like he's got the whole shot there and is safe in third position now as Zane Morse heads down the pit road for the final time into the pit turn. And it will be Zane Morse taking a solid win. Scorgie home in second. Donnelly comes home in third. Duncanlund fourth. McCoy, Cooper and Allen, Fripp, followed by Luff with Armstrong rounding out a very interesting day's racing in the third round, the fourth heat of Junior National Heavy in the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by Yas firewood supplies.
Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances, or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons, or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 299 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here in the fourth heat of Sportsman Line. Robert Hogan will start from the pole in kart number 6. Adrian Hogan will start out of position number 2 in kart number 7. Paul McCabe starts out of position number 3 in kart 8. Then it's the 84 of Daniel Mapstone out of position number 4. The kart 4 of Billy Sagoras starts out of position number 5. Position number 6 is Ben Forbes in the 47 kart. Eric Reeves in the 66 starts out of position number 7. And it's the 43P of Danny Jarks out of position number 8. So, as they come down towards the starter, 12 laps the distance, in good formation, racing, and it's Adrian Hogan who gets the jump over Robert. Robert will fall into second. Mapstone on the outside spins around in front of the field, but was wide enough that no one else got involved in the incident. That brings Sagoras. No, it doesn't. It brings Forbes up into the field. Sagoras has dropped down. I didn't see what he did to fall so far back. But Mapstone is up into fourth position now. McCabe third. Robert Hogan just doesn't get the starts like Adrian Hogan is able to do. So Robert has had to pass Adrian in all three previous races today to take the victories. Well, he'll feel confident that he can do that again as he heads up the back straight. He's working around the top turn now. A two kart lengths would be the gap between first and second. Then it goes back to a second further back till you get to Paul McCabe, who's running very wide. He was sideways off the top turns, and Paul McCabe really lucky to hold onto that kart without it getting into the grass and sending him around. He's fighting the battle between him and Forbes ahead of Reeves. Then it's Jarks, followed by Mapstone, who's made a mistake on the circuit and dropped a long way back. So Mapstone makes the pass now on Danny Jarks. Sagoras is, he's off the circuit again by the looks of it. So this time McCabe makes the mistake going into the pit turns. McCabe. McCabe, he is getting wider and wider every lap. And it is that on that occasion he got off the circuit completely. It is Robert Hogan who makes the pass for the lead. Adrian Hogan in second. Forbes now ahead of McCabe, but McCabe trying to fight back. Then it's Stone, Jarks, and Segouras is literally limping around the circuit. He is 5 seconds slower than our leaders, Robert Hogan. So just trying to accumulate points now for the championship by getting a finish. So Hogan across the line. It's Robert Hogan ahead of Adrian Hogan. Back then to Forbes. Further back to Paul McCabe. Then a gap. Mapstone up the inside of Reeves now and will take the spot going into turn number one. Danny Jarks having a great debut. And Billy Segouras just having his share of dramas here. He's about to go a lap down in probably two laps time as we come to half race distance. Six laps completed now. Segouras is about to get the blue flags as Robert and Adrian Hogan close in on him. So race leader heads towards the top of the circuit. Hogan and Robert and Adrian Hogan getting past Segouras, who gives him plenty of room to keep their race going. Five laps remaining, and the two Hogans running within a tenth of a second of each other. In fact, Adrian Hogan now slightly faster than Robert Hogan. Forbes, oh, no blue flags that time, going into turn one, and Segouras just took the racing line, which really affected Forbes. Mapstone there also trying to close up the gap now in fifth place. Four laps remaining for Robert Hogan, who's pulling away now from Adrian Hogan. Robert Hogan sets his fastest lap of the race, and it is the fastest lap of the race as well, a 33.283. Adrian Hogan back there in second. Forbes and McCabe still battling for third. Mapstone trying to close in on them. Then it's Reeves and Jarks rounding out the runners on the lead lap, with Segouras about to go a lap down to Danny Jarks as well. So three laps remaining as the leader, Robert Hogan, comes across the line. Lap 33.3. Adrian Hogan a 33.4. They head through the dip and up onto the back straight. As the leader, Robert Hogan really doing a fantastic job. He will have won every race today, which is no mean feat. Starting to get a bit sideways as he comes through with two laps remaining. Danny Jarks about to go a lap down as the blue flags are coming out for Billy Segouras, who Segouras is aware that the leaders are also closing in on him as well as Danny Jarks. So the blue flags are out as Robert Hogan closes in, gets a good run past Segouras. Now here's where it's going to be very difficult. Is Danny Jarks going to realise that the blue flags are now for him with the leaders closing in? White flag is out. And Jarks looking for the second man to come through. Looked over his right shoulder, thought they might be splitting him. But in the end, Adrian Hogan just went down the inside. So really no net loss at the front of the field for the race leader, Robert Hogan, or second place man, Adrian Hogan, as they head around the top of the circuit now. And the checkered flag at the ready. Robert Hogan sweeps the weekend with a fantastic effort. Second place goes to Adrian Hogan. Benjamin Forbes will come home with a hard-fought third place here in heat number four. Then it's back to Paul McCabe, Daniel Mapstone, and Eric Reeves finish on the leader's lap. Daniel Jarks finishes one lap down, and Billy Segouras finishes two laps behind the leader. So some great racing there here in the final heat of Sportsman Restricted Lights. Up next, it's Junior National Lights, then it's the open performance with the cadets to close off the Yass Firewood Supplies Round 6 of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
BioZone of quality cleaning products. Call Sundays of Blow on 0418 964 378. BioZone, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and if you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon. BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. BioZoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yass Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
In good formation for a start here in Junior National Light. Josh Fife gets the jump. On the outside is Zane Morse. He slots straight into second position. Cody Boulding fights up into third with Josh Hemphill ahead of Lachlan Chancellor. So as they work their way up the back straight for the first time, Fife leading Morse. Morse having to battle on here as we've detailed in the earlier heats. He has been running some of older equipment as all his good stuff is off, getting freshened up for the Nationals, and so he's out in front in Junior National Light now after one lap, making the pass on Fife. Cody Boulding followed him through the gap that time, which was good driving by Cody Boulding. Fife shuffled back to third, Hemphill in fourth, and Chancellor is back there in fifth position. So Zane Morse working up the back straight, Boulding not letting him get away as they work their way into the pit straight and towards the pit turn for the second time. Race leader is still Zane Morse. Cody Boulding sits in second, but not able to challenge for the lead as yet. Fife is in third, about two cart lengths back. Then it's Hemphill following him. It's Chancellor, who just can't find the pace he was showing in earlier heats. So Chancellor's cart certainly seemed to go off in heat number three, and unfortunately he hasn't been able to pick up the pace once again. Morse, of course, had a fourth place finish in heat number three. Fife was the winner. In heat number two, Fife had a fantastic drive to take the win by 0.1 of a second, as Fife now looks to go up the inside of Boulding but can't close up the gap. Heat number one, it was Zane Morse ahead of Josh Fife. So Zane Morse leading now. Fife with two race wins would like to get as many positions as he can to try and wrap up the weekend in fine style, but at the moment he's back there in third. I don't know if that will be good enough points-wise to give him the win across the day, but Morse's fourth-place finish will be something that will not go too well in his points tally. As they work their way through the S's once more, it is Morse leading from Boulding, Fife, Hemphill, as they go up the back straight. Chancellor still a long way behind in fifth. Half race distance about to be completed now as the leader heads through the pit turn. Morse doing everything right at the moment in that 99 cart. The 19 of Boulding holding on in second position. Oh, that time Boulding had all the braking in the cart almost up on its nose, trying to slow it down enough to make the turn into the S's. So Fife could not make the pass though, heading up the back straight. And Morse continues to lead with what will be four laps left to run next time by. Morse's fastest lap, a 37.116. Boulding's fastest lap, a 36.886. And Fife, his best lap of the race so far, a 36.962. So Boulding definitely the fastest cart out on the circuit, the cart number 19, running in second position. But Fife, he has got the wins on the board and looking to wrap up the day. They're concertinaing back together now as they have 3.5 laps left. Fife in third position, trying to get past Boulding, who sits in the 19 cart back there in second place. It's Boulding who keeps the pressure on the 99. Zane Morse, who leads the way now. Zane Morse through the right-hander and up over the rise. Morse leading the way from Boulding. Then it's back to Fife, who's dropping back now. So Fife losing a lot of ground on that last lap. So it's a battle in two as Boulding thinks about an inside move coming off the top turns. Not close enough to pull it off. Zane Morse leading the way. He's now down into the 36s. 36.93 for Zane Morse on the last lap. A 37.1 this time. Boulding tried to make the move going into turn number one. Oh, great racing here by Junior National Lights. As Morse looks over his shoulder, tries to get a read on what Boulding is going to do in the 19 cart. They head up the back straight now. Morse leading Boulding. Fife's closing in. Fife, oh, he could have tried a big run round the outside, round the top turn that time. Gave discretion being the better part of valour and closed it up as the white flag is out. Final lap begins. Morse, he blocked the inside line and that opened the door for Boulding to come through. They are all five carts. You could throw a blanket over them now. Morse giving up the lead, going into turn number one as Boulding holds it now. Fife looks to make it three wide along the back straight. No opening there. Oh, Morse goes around the outside as it looks like Hempel has dived up the inside of the third place carter, Josh Fife, and he drops down. Oh, Fife and Hempel come together as the checker flag waves and Morse takes the victory. Boulding, Fife comes across the line in third, Lachlan Chancellor in fourth, and then Josh Hempel, who has had a tough day, he comes home in fifth position. Well, what a way to finish Junior National Light today. It's the open performance up next and then cadets to finish off what has been a great day's racing here in the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by Yass Firewood Supplies.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford or the brand new display home in Bonner. Or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
At 39 Collier Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties ability. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need. Or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
As we get set for the open performance, fourth heat of the afternoon, and it is going to be Jake Lambie off the pole in the two cart sponsored by S&P Security. Jeff Connell, he will start out of position number four, with Matthew Harris in the 17 starting out of position number five. So they're in good formation, looking for a start. Connell getting away early. Oh, good start by Connell, who gets the Lambie into the grass, going into turn number one, and Connell leads the way. Connell in the four cart, leading the two of Lambie from the 17 of Harris. They work their way around the back straight, and Lambie looks up the inside and makes the pass on Connell. Lambie spun! Connell into the back of Lambie, and Connell has now got the lead. Lambie trying to fire it back up. He's a long way behind now as Lambie gets it fired up. He's over a half a lap behind, in fact. So that will be very frustrating for the SMP Securities cart. It was Lambie who won heat number one. Connell winning heat number two, and Lambie winning heat number three. So it was going to depend on Connell winning heat four and then having Lambie finish second or worse for Connell to take the victory. And it looks like Jake Lambie is going to finish in third. He looks over his shoulder as he can see where the leaders are. Lambie putting in a 31.881 second lap compared to Connell, who's leading 14 and a half seconds ahead of him, 31.855. So Connell making some good speed here as he completes lap number three. Harris is 0.6 of a second back, so Harris is showing some good speed in the kart 17. Let's see if Lambie has been able to close up any ground. He's still 14.466 seconds back, and he is matching the times of your race leader, a 31.46 for Lambie, a 31.43 for Connell. Connell across the line once again, and it is still Connell, Harris and Lambie. Connell's time a 31.4, Harris's time a 31.5, Lambie a 31.6. So it looks like Connell would have to make a mistake to find himself off the top step of the podium today. It was looking like it was going to be an interesting run. I know off air we'd talked about how these three carts had managed to stay away from each other throughout the previous three heats. Well, it wasn't long in heat number four before it got very serious. And Lambie now has got a heck of a job. He is 13 seconds behind the race leader, Jeff Connell. So Connell across the line once again. Connell, Harris, still 0.3 of a second back, so that's about two cart lengths. Then it's back to Lambie as they come across the start-finish line now. With three laps left to run, Jeff Connell leads the way. Harris sits back there in second, Lambie well back in third. And at the moment, it is Connell who has a handy advantage. 31.3 6.67. Fastest lap of the race so far is actually Matthew Harris with a 5.247. And Jake Lambie's best lap on that lap was a 31.337. In fact, with four laps remaining, it'll be three laps next time by for race leader Jeff Connell. Connell heads around the top turn. His last lap of 31.214 makes him the fastest on the circuit. Harris, last lap of 31.5, as was Lambie's. This time, Connell, another 31.221. So Connell really just getting every last ounce of performance out of that kart. Lap 10, about to go into the book. As Connell heads down into the pit turn, he's got Matthew Harris covered, you'd feel. And with another 31.233 over Harris's 31.257, it looks like he will be able to cruise on to victory there. 31.6 for Jake Lambie this time by. So the gap now opening up. It's over 15 seconds between Connell and Lambie. As Connell receives the white flag, a 31.238. His last lap by a 31.224. That's the fastest lap of the race for Matthew Harris. And 1/100th of a second slower than Jeff Connell's fastest lap. Lambie a 31.643. Checkered flag at the ready as Jeff Connell heads down the pit straight into the pit turn for the final time, and he will take the victory. Harris comes home in second, and now it's a long wait for Jake Lambie till he gets across the checkered flag in the SMP security cart. He comes across the line now, cruising at home. A frustrating day, or frustrating end to what had been a very entertaining day in open performance. The cadets to close up racing here at the Canberra Kartway for this sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by Yass Firewood Supplies. We thank them for their support right across this great weekend of racing, and hope that you'll continue to support the people who support karting in the local area.
The Austrian-Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian-Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian-Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 299 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozoom, of quality cleaning products. Call Sundays of Low on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, The Tile Cleaner will do the job for you with multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners, and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zublotto 0418 964 378. BioZoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Well, Finlay Allen had a lot of shenanigans getting underway with two spins in the formation lap. He got to the front of the field for his starting position on the outside of the front row, but it was Jaden Balding that gets the jump and leads them through lap number one. So Allen is back there in second position. Then it's back to Ward, who runs in third. Ward has had a tough day's racing, really wants to knuckle down now and get himself a solid result after having a good start to the weekend, but just has not been able to gather the results he was hoping for throughout Heats 2 and 3. He finished second in Heat 1, Cameron Ward, behind Jaden Balding. Then in Heat number 2, he was a DNF after an incident in the first turn. And then Heat number 3, he was back up into second position. So Finlay Allen now finds Ward making the pass on him. So Ward up into second position once again. Hayes, Fripp, Elliott, Harness and Lofts are running order. The highlight today for Anthony Lofts in his first race meeting at Canberra. He finished second in heat number 2. Great drive by him. Lap 3 goes in the book now. It's Jaden Balding. Extends his advantage at the front of the field to over 2.5. Well, in fact, it's over 3 seconds just between himself and Cameron Ward, who sits in second position. Finlay Allen's back in third. Hayes is closing in on him. Now comes Fripp trying to make a move on Elliott in the 15. Elliott has got Fripp and Harness right behind them, and then it's back to Lofts in that P3 cart, who's not letting this group get too far away from him. So as they come down to complete lap number 4, Jaden Balding doing a great job at the front of the field, opening up the advantage further this lap across the line in a 40.010. Jaden Balding's best lap at 39.889. The gap out to 3.4 seconds over Cameron Ward now. Then it's back to Fripp, Hayes, Elliott still holding on. Sorry, it was Allen, Hayes, Elliott, Fripp and Harness, with Lofts now starting to make a move on Taylor Harness. Lofts to the inside, not close enough to make the pass as they head into the top turns. Half race distance and Jaden Balding leads the way. Now, what can Lofts do here at the back of the field? Just falling off the pace for the moment of the number 7, Taylor Harness. Closes in into the braking zone, though. So very good through the bottom section of the track, and now Harness has run wide. So Lofts, if he gets a good run here, could be a real challenge on the back of the 7 of Taylor Harness. Meanwhile, further up the track, Haynes is making a move up the inside of Allen, and Haynes will take third position. So Josh Haynes, Allen fights back, does the crossover move coming off the top turns, but Haynes holds on to third. Balding closes down lap number 6 as Ward, followed by Haynes, then Allen, back further, then to Elliott, Fripp, Harness, and then it's back to Lofts in the P3 cart. So what can Finlay Allen do now? Josh Haynes in the 10 cart ahead of the 28 of Allen. Allen with two spins before the start of this race. Started on the outside of the front row, but has been shuffled back progressively over each of the subsequent laps. And now Balding with three laps left to go. Ward is back there in second, running a race of his own. Allen is, Harness is getting away from Allen. Hayes is getting away from Allen. Then it's back to Elliott, Fripp, Harness, and Lofts. So Harness now making a bit of a charge on the back of Rowan Fripp as she tries to close up going into the S's, but lost ground coming out, and that's giving Lofts an opportunity to challenge as Fripp looks to the inside of Elliott now. And Fripp on the inside, not close enough to make the pass. Hayes, Taylor Harness, Lofts, they're all in a good battle there as the leader now with under 2 laps left. Elliott, Fripp, Harness, and Lofts. Oh, I thought Lofts was in trouble there. Just jumped on the brakes a little bit too hard. Here comes Lofts again. Lofts has got a good run going on. Harness has just got onto the back of Fripp. What will Lofts do now? Tries to go to the inside. Can't keep the momentum of the move going. As Balding gets the white flag here in the cadets. Heat number 4. Thanks to all the officials for their fantastic work throughout the day. Been some great racing here by the drivers. And we hope to see you back here at the Canberra Kartway in August on the 19th for the August Open Sprint and the 8th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Remembering the 7th round is on the 30th of June and the 1st of July, a 2-day meeting at the Grenfell Kart Club for the Bob Hine Memorial. Jaden Balding heads down to receive the checkered flag and the victory in cadets today. Cameron Ward comes home in second, his third second place finish out of 4 heats. Then it's Hayes, back to Allen, further back Elliott, Fripp, and Lofts getting home ahead of Harness. Some great days racing here in Canberra. We hope you've enjoyed it and look forward to seeing you back again soon. The 6th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship was brought to you by Yass Firewood Supplies, and we appreciate their support right throughout the day.
Yass Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Bateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.constructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, the proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 College Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need. Or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.